I'm a North African Hebrew. Yeah, a black Hebrew. Those of European and Western descent pronounce the name of my country as Cyrene. However, it's really pronounced Kurene. I know that we have a tendency to say stuff the way the Western world has promoted it, but if you're gonna call me by my name or call me by the country that I'm from, call me by the right name. Kurene is where I'm from. Some 100 years before Christ, during the time of Ptolemy, many of the Jews were relocated to this area and a large colony thrived in that land. Look, and I was in Jerusalem for the purpose of worship. I came and brought my sons, Rufus and Alexander, to participate in the Passover service during in Jerusalem during this weekend, and I was coming in from out of the countryside this morning to worship and assume that all of the large crowds that I saw gathering along the roadway were there for the same purpose. But that perspective changed quickly as I viewed the Roman soldiers leading a procession of condemned prisoners to their final demise, parading them through the streets and the town, carrying the emblem of death and shame. Didn't take me long to notice that one of the condemned prisoners had been beaten beyond recognition. In fact, as they led him out of the city gates, it was clear that he was struggling under the weight of the cross. The crowd that had gathered was murmuring that that man right there had declared himself to be the Messiah, declared himself to be the Christ, the Son of God. Okay. Look, unaware of the previous 24 hours that had taken place in this man's life. I didn't know what happened, but word got back to me that Peter had denied him, Judas had betrayed him, others had deserted him, Caiaphas had judged him, and Pilate had sentenced him, and the Roman soldiers had scourged him.